getting to know these some of these new setters. You mentioned going to play a little faster. I mean, talk about how that's come along. And you practiced with them, but how excited are you to start to build that connection on the court once the season begins? How about you, darling? You look like you're so deep in thought. Or are you thinking about getting a Pronto Pup after you get off of the
that too.
Okay.
I think in practice we work really hard in communicating with each other very clearly. And I think I'm just really excited to put it all out there when we start playing on Friday. And just keep working on that, on our communication.
Sarah, do you guys get sick of playing each other, right? You can only play against maroon and gold jerseys so many days before you get sick and tired of seeing them. Are you ready to see some new competition out there?
I am ready to see some new competition, but it is always fun competing against our teammates.
She's sick of blocking me every time.
I would think that would get more old, you know, a little quicker for you than it would for her.
Cool.
Hugh, what is two new teams joining the Big Ten this year, Maryland and Rutgers? I mean, for those who don't know, what do they bring to the Big Ten as far as volleyball is concerned? Are they good programs? Do they have a ways to go before they can catch up with the rest of the conference? What are we going to see out of Maryland and Rutgers, other than long road trips, which I'm sure you're looking forward to?
Yeah, no, we'll find out. I think they're both, at this point, relatively unknown quantities. We have some idea of their history, but, you know, the Big Ten is, certainly last year, was the strongest conference in the country by a long shot. You know, 9 out of the top 25 teams in the country were coming out of that conference at one point. We'd expect them to upgrade and be ready to battle like everyone else. Yeah.
Well, as we run out of time, not quite yet, but we're going to get to the really hard questions. Then we're going to play a little Gopher Volleyball trivia. I've got some Gopher Volleyball tickets to give away. These are a hot item at the State Fair. Again, people have been asking all day long. I've been offering, you know, backpacks, all this other Goldie sunglasses. They say, I don't want that. Give me some volleyball tickets.
Give me the good stuff. That's what they say. Give me the good stuff.
For all four of you, what are some of your favorite traditions? What are some of your favorite things to do at the State Fair? And maybe your favorite State Fair food when we let you off of this stage. We'll start with Sarah.
Go ahead. I was going to say, well, I've only actually been to the State Fair a couple times, but
and you're a Minnesota native, right?
Yeah. I know. I think 2 years ago was my first year, but
too busy practicing.
Yeah. But I would say my favorite State Fair food is actually the frozen grapes. They're very refreshing, and, I mean, there's a lot of fried food here, so sometimes it's just nice to have some frozen grapes.
How about you, Dolly? You've probably been to the State Fair about as often as Sarah has.
Yeah.
Maybe
many
more.
Many times.
A veteran.
Yeah. I actually haven't tried that many things, but I think I'm going to try the fried Oreos. Yeah. Sounds like they're good. So.
That definitely finds its way into the off-season eating
plan.
What could go wrong with a fried Oreo, right?
Nothing. Yeah. Famous last words. How about you, Hugh?
Yeah, well, this is my third year. Well, I'm on the cusp. Actually, I think, what's the day today? Is it the
26th?
25th. All right. In a couple of days, I get my two-year anniversary of being here. This will be my second, third time at the fair. And this is my favorite tradition, coming and chatting with you, Matt. I mean, let's be honest.
That's hard to beat, really.
We've created quite a bond over the years. But as far as food, I do like the milkshakes over at the little dairy side of things. They're pretty tasty. That's a good way to go right there.
Hard to beat, but a far second rate to coming and seeing us at the University of Minnesota building.
Of course.
All right. How about you, Adriana? By the way, Hugh, I'll send you the check for your kind words at the end of the day. Yeah, favorite food or tradition here?
I might get booed off the stage, too.
Sarah did get booed at the State Fair.
Minnesota native, and this is probably my third time ever coming, but I really like the bacon-wrapped turkey legs.
Bacon-wrapped turkey legs. You know, have you ever thought of maybe comboing that up with some deep-fried Oreos, a little main course, a little dessert?
Anything fried.